like everybody else in here, we need to have a divine direction. Who in here has a divine direction? Who in here knows how to keep a divine direction? All right, y'all better know. If you don't, you better get to know it. I had so many notes written down. I was told, oh, you know, prepare some scriptures or whatever. And I did. And I had so many things that I wanted to say, which I always do when I testify. And I testify every chance I get because I love the Lord with all of my heart. I am not ashamed to be up here standing in front of everybody preaching the Word of God. I am not ashamed to go outside of this church and preach the Word of God. I am not ashamed to go down here to the food drive and tell people about what God is doing, what our pastor has done, and what he's going to do more of. Let me tell you, God can do many things. 15 years ago, you wouldn't have seen me behind this pulpit. I'd have been sitting somewhere drinking or smoking or just doing whatever I wanted to. But I'm going to tell you what, God can turn your life around in a split second. It don't take very long at all if you give him the chance. I want to talk to you tonight about resisting the devil. Oh, come on now. Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that. I need James 4 and 7 up here, please. All right, this verse says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'm going to do like Sister Millie, and I'm going to tell you a definition of resist is to fight against. Fight against. Not lay up and cry. Fight him. I'm going to tell you something right now. The devil's going to lure you into things that you don't need to be into and talking to people you don't need to be talking to. It's the truth, people. It happens every day. And let me tell you, it's happened a lot lately. Let me tell you, I've been going to the Walmart. People be saying, well, who you pastor to be marrying? Well, honey, none of your business. Go ahead and back off, devil, because what you're trying to do, you're trying to come in here and cause confusion in our lives, in her lives, in other people's lives, and you ain't going to do it. Because, you see, we're an assembled people here. I want to tell you something right now. Midnight, you can call somebody in this church, they're going to pray for you. You know what? If you don't have nobody, go ahead and call me. Because I'll pray for you anytime. I am so thankful to be here, standing up here in front of the founders of this church, Millie and my fine brother Angelo here, who knows Scripture like crazy. And I've just been diving in to see how much I can learn. Because eventually I'm going to be just as good. Eventually I'm going to know just as much. Right. Yes. I am thankful to Pastor Kelly because I met her and she's changed a lot of things around in my life. She doesn't know it. She doesn't have to know it because God knows it. And God blesses her because of it. I am so thankful to be up here tonight. Y'all don't even know. I am so excited. So excited. I have some people here that I have known before I met you guys. They are also great people. Donna and Randy, quick, are like my parents. They have taken me into their family, and they say I'm basically their adopted daughter, and I'm grateful that y'all are here tonight. Sister Bobby, I'm grateful you're here too. Julie, which basically my sister. I'm thankful that you guys are here tonight. You know, I'm getting back to my message now that I have said my thank yous and everything. The devil will lure you into anything he can get you into. And it doesn't matter. It can be a show. It can be a song. It can be anything. But we know by this verse that we are supposed to resist him. And that means to fight against him. That means don't give him an inch. That means don't give him a centimeter. That means that don't give him any time of day. Let me move on to James 5 and 16. This verse is a very good verse. I love this verse. I read it quite often. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Powerful and effective. So if you're a righteous person, when you pray for somebody, they're going to feel something. They're going to know something. They're going to learn something from you. Now, are you a righteous person? There is a lot going on in this world that are causing people to fall back. Let me tell you what, I don't want to split hell wide open. I don't want to be that person. And I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm perfect or that I've never failed or I've never backslid. But I'm going to tell you what right now. I'm up here for a reason. I am called for a reason. For so many years, I have sat back. Oh, my God, I can't do that. God, I can't get up there. I can't tell people that. My friend is here. I've got a friend here tonight. She's never been here before. Lauren, it's good to see you. I love you. Let me tell you, don't be ashamed of your faith in front of your friends. Never. I've got two very good friends sitting back there, and we talk about everything, and we pray for each other, and we love on each other, and that's what you need. That's what you need. And I'm just thankful tonight, y'all. I mean, I'm just thankful for what I have overcome. And I'm thankful that I can resist the devil. And I'm thankful that I can lay this scripture out over my finances, over my home, over my husband, over our business, everything. Just like Pastor Kelly said, Millie said it, Angelo said it, you better be praying. And you need to be praying before you're doing anything. Before you even get up out of that bed, you better be praying. We need to receive God's love, His truth, and the gospel. You know, sometimes when the devil knocks, people don't even know he's knocking. Do you want to know why? They're blinded. They don't even know how to defeat him because they've never picked this up a day in their life. And maybe they have one time, but they've never done it again. You want to defeat the devil? This right here. Pastor Kelly gives you verse after verse after verse to pray over your life and to put him out of your life. Angelo on Wednesday nights, he does the same thing. You know, and people need to give it to God. Come on now. Give it to God. Let it go. Let it go. As I'm telling you, there's a lot of that going on too. And everybody in here should have a desire to pray all the time. Not just when, oh, well, she's talking about me and I just can't. Mm-mm. No, all the time. In everything. Let me tell you what, Pastor Kelly, you've been through it. And you've been through it for a long time. But you know what? You stepped over it. And you know what? You read the word. And you gathered it up, and you got you somebody that can pray with you. And I'm going to tell you what, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. Me and my husband started doing the same thing. That's something Brother Angelo taught me. You pray over everything. He's like, I pray over everything. Fry you the cracker, I'm praying. And I was like, you know what, that's a good idea. That's a great idea, because you never know. And so I'm taking that. I'm taking that. I'm going with it. But, you know, and the past year and a half, me and my family have been through, oh, my gosh. And we are the perfect example that God gives beauty for ashes. Because let me tell you what, I come from this church. I went to our house on a Wednesday night. And I got there, and there's people at our house I was like, oh, my Lord, somebody run over my dog. Lord, help us, you know. But no, our house was on fire. The dishwasher had caught on fire. And I told the, you know, I told the fire chief, I was like, oh, it's not that bad, you know. Oh, yes, it was. And I was sifted and sifted and sifted. I called Pastor Kelly, and I was heartbroken. She goes, you're being sifted. Oh, my God, I don't want to be sifted. But I want to tell you what right now. I went through it, and look where I am now. My husband is sitting back there on a church pew, never wanted to a day in his life. Look at him. He's here. I'm proud. I'm proud. We have defeated the devil together, and we continue to do it. We have been through so much, and you have been there, and you've stuck through it all with me, and I am so thankful. I'm thankful for you tonight. And, you know, I didn't have a very long message tonight. It's just my first time, and I'm just thankful tonight for everybody who's here and everybody supported me. And I want to tell you guys something that has been on my mind a lot lately. I was reading in Titus 2 and 12. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. And we are instructed to turn from godliness living and sinful pleasures. We are instructed to live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. We are instructed. This instructs you. That has been on my mind so much lately. So much. And can I get 1 Peter 5 and 8? Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. If you don't have this, if you don't read this, guess what he's going to do? He's going to get you. And he's going to get you in anything. If you are not, you know, and you don't even have to start at the beginning. Just wherever you think that you need to be reading, open it up and read it. You know, and there was a couple of days ago, I went and seen Angel. I've been getting up every day, and I'm like, God, what can I do for somebody? Let me tell you, I can be a very selfish person sometimes. And I don't want to do for people sometimes. And that's a bad way to be. So, you know, when I was voted in to be up here, God's like, you better clean out your house. You better clean out your house. You better clean out yourself. You better clean it out. And so now I get up and I do like Brother Angelo. I'm like, God, I commit my spirit to you today. And God, if there is something I can do for somebody. And God spoke to me and he said, go visit her. And I did. And when I walked up there, she looked like she was depressed and defeated. And I said, I'm here on business of the Father. I'm here because I prayed and asked God what he needed me to do. And it was to see you. And I've seen you, and I've done what God told me to do. And as I told her, I'm not here doing it because I'm expecting something back. I'm here doing it because I am about the Father's business. And I am going to stand up here and preach as much as Pastor Kelly will let me. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if my family is not here because I have you guys. And I'm going to do this. And I love it, and I just want to thank everybody again. That's all I got for tonight. Thank you, guys.